It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace, More Garbage Podcast.
Peace, 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 peace.
With the squad. All right.
No,
my co-hosts, Max Quarters.
Yep.
Fubzilla.
Yep.
And El
Draco.
Yep.
All right. So, my man, Max Quarters, every Sunday crunch, blesses us with his Max Facts and his Record of the Week and, of course, his Book of the Week. And then for the second 30 minutes, we will have our adult convo between the adults in the room.
Can I be Mr. Max or Mr. Quarters?
So if you're joining on YouTube,
are you a Mr. yet?
Smash the like. And please follow our channel. Please hit the notification bell so you get notified when we go live. More Garbage Podcast is live every Tuesday and Friday at 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Sunday Crunch every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And that's all right. Eastern Standard Time.
I am Mr. Quarters.
For y'all that don't know what Eastern Standard Time that means, NYC time, baby.
Woo, 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 woo. So if you holler at us, we holler at you.
You can also catch us on Twitch. You can also catch us on Twitch and on Facebook. Just look up More Garbage TV. Follow us on Twitter, More Garbage TV, YouTube, More Garbage TV, and Instagram.
Yep.
God damn. I hope that's everything. Jesus. How you guys feeling today?
Good.
It's Sunday.
I'm with my dad, and his name is Vandal. So Vandal, I guess I'm good.
Vandal, too hot to handle.
That's right. My name is Vandal.
My name is Vandal.
Don't call him dad. His name is Vandal.
He is not dad to me.
Well, only a select few can call me dad.
I think me and Fubs opt out.
Mom calls you dad. Dad calls you mom.
Talking to me, daddy.
What is wrong with my buddy. Dad? Comment down below.
That's a ghost face quote, okay?
Comment down below. Why does my dad have physical whatever thingy? I don't know.
That's right. Post in the comments, why does Max's dad has physical whatever thingy?
Hey, speaking of dads real quick.
Let us know.
Below. Comment down below. What is wrong with my dad, a.k.a. Vandal?
That's
speaking
right.
Speaking of dads, yesterday we partied in part of the tropical storm for my dad's birthday, 75.
Congratulations.
It was a really amazing time. My little daughter had a lot of time, had a lot of fun and meet the cousins and things of that nature. And I must say, man, and you know, that's the home front for me. So it's just good to see that the energy was as live as, you know, as I left when I was a child, of course. But it's great.
Speaking of partying with your daughter, what's up? When's the play date, bro?
We could talk about that.
Max Quarters and Naya have not seen each other in like a year and a half, right?
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
We must have came to see you before lockdown, right?
Yeah,
it was a little bit before lockdown. Yeah. Maybe just before lockdown.
Just before, right?
Just before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's figure it out.
Lockdown.
That was you the whole time?
That's me at lockdown.
That's Max's face on lockdown. Meep. Meep Quarters. So, Mr. Max Facts, take it away and give us some of those actual facts.
These are Egyptian facts, so you might hear some Egyptian names.
We have an Egyptian theme for today.
Khufu's pyramid is 17 times the weight of the Empire State Building.
17? Whoa. Wow.
Now hold on. Let's just talk about that for a minute.
Yep.
All right. It is the weight of 17 Empire State Buildings. All right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Which is made of steel
and concrete. It's old school. It's an old school build.
Limestone is pretty damn heavy.
Right, and concrete, of course. Right. Of course, right.
So there are different kind of blocks they use. These are the ones I remember. Mm-hmm. Mud blocks, limestone, I don't remember.
Well, that's very good. So the mud blocks, they were making themselves, that's right, by mixing with the sand, which was very abundant. In Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
And limestone. Yeah, they were quarrying like huge blocks of limestone. And then after the pyramid was done, right, they made an outer layer of all white limestone. So the pyramid was actually a shiny white color when it was built.
When they got the limestone up there, they built like a ramp. And it basically like took longer to.
So
it took much more time to build the pyramid.
So they were trying to figure out how the pyramid was built, right? And they said that building a ramp, it was very tricky because if you built it at greater than 6 or 7 degrees, it was very hard to push things uphill. But if you made it too low, then the ramp would be miles long and would actually
take forever,
take longer to build than the actual pyramid.
Great Wall of China.
He's just saying random words now. Great Wall of China.
I've always wondered how long did it take to build the pyramids. They talked about that.
They said that the Great Pyramid probably took about 20 years. Oh. Which is crazy for back then.
Yeah.
No, it said like 200 years.
No.
200
years? No. Listen, it can't be 200 years because the commissions. What are you doing to your eyeballs?
I like doing it. It's relaxing.
The pyramids, they were built as a resting place for the pharaoh that died. So usually construction starts on the pyramids. Once that pharaoh becomes, king, the god king.
Oh. Okay.
So the god king does not live for 200 years, right? It's built during his lifetime. Most of the time, the pyramids were built during a pharaoh's lifetime. And, so Khufu's pyramid is actually the Great Pyramid. And they built that in 20 years. So
they estimate that it took 360,000 workers, 20 years to make them.
Great. And that's all disputed because you can hear numbers as low as 20,000 going all the way up.
I was just reading off of Wikipedia. I don't know anything, really.
Well, it's hotly contested. So, my friend, let's hear fact number two.
Khufu's dad, Sneferu, built the Bent Pyramid and the Red Pyramid.
That's right.
The Red Pyramid was the first perfect pyramid form, and it was 229 feet tall.
Okay, so that's a lot there. So he actually tried to construct a pyramid three times. The first time, they really messed it up.
Yep.
And the shit was falling apart, and they had to start another one. Right. And the second one, they had built the lower level with the mud bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were putting lime bricks on top.
Crazy.
That's too heavy.
Or wait.
Or was it the other way around?
Or was that the first one? And that's why it started crumbling. Maybe that's why. Right. So the second one, they pretty much realized that they had to make the top less heavy.
Yeah.
Right?
Too top heavy.
So they were building.
The bottom can support it.
Really large. And then they were like, we need to scale this down. And that's why it has kind of this weird shape. It comes up and then like this.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it the Bent Pyramid.
Yeah, Khufu like wanted to be better than his dad, Sneferu, who built the Red Pyramid. So, for example, 17 times the weight of the Empire State Building.
Right.
Next fact.
But wait. But that red pyramid that he built, his third and final pyramid of Snefru, was the first perfect pyramid.
I just put up in link.
I just said that.
I know you did.
So wait, so now you have enough information. So when you build your pyramid, you know what to do.
It's going to take 20 years, Max.
Yeah,
it might take less.
It will take less if you build it out of Lego bricks.
It's also debated, you know, for a long time, people thought that slaves were used to build the pyramids.
Yeah. No.
And they discovered some stuff around 2010, 2013. That led them to believe that they were actually using very highly skilled workers, not just slaves. And actually the names of many of the workers were carved into the walls of
it said what job they did, their name, everything.
Right. Their quarters were where they were staying and whatever, right next to the pyramid.
Their quarters?
Quarters means like where you
housing,
live.
Like living quarters.
Oh,
where you stay.
My house?
Where you reside.
In my house?
Yeah, they lived in Max quarters. That's right.
Max, you have your quarters.
I don't want them.
It's like a Cameron song.
Yeah, Max is like, this is not financial advice. It was not my
They'll be like, what's this? It's an iPad. What's this? A book. What's this? A poster.
Oh my god. Oh, I gotta remember to bring something up later that I saw last night. I'm gonna write that down real quick.
Anyway,
sir, was that all three facts?
No,
there's one more.
What's your third fact?
The Great Pyramid of Giza is 479 feet tall.
479
feet. That's the tallest point.
So AKA the tallest pyramid in the world.
And it continued to be the tallest pyramid for about 4,000 years.
And then what happened?
And also...
Isn't that crazy?
They think... it's crazy that people built pyramids like this. They think that aliens made them do help with them. But other people say, no, that's not true.
So yeah, it's debated... that these people, this culture, did not have the technology to build to this scale at this degree of precision at this time. And people thought they must have had help. But many experts believe that's an insult to the ingenuity of the ancient Egyptians. And that they were very capable of planning such extreme engineering feats.
That's why they're smart, because they do stuff for 700 million years.
What? And that's the Max Facts for today, August 22nd. Let's move right along. What do we got next on the Max agenda?
Goosebumps.
The Goosebumps book.
Wait.
Three
creatures.
Wait a minute. Am I crazy? Or was that last week's book?
It was a different book last week. Last week we did a different Goosebumps book.
A different Three Ghoulish Tales?
Yep.
This is my favorite one.
Okay, tell us.
This is a favorite. What is the bottom of it real
stories.
Quick?
The Abominable Snowman of Pasadena, The Scarecrow Walks at Midnight, and The Werewolf of Fever Swamp. Some stories are in different books, like this one is in a different one, The Werewolf of Fever Swamp, so I didn't really read that one yet. Mm-hmm. But The Scarecrow Walks at Midnight is some like ritual creepy stuff.
Do you remember the story enough to give us just a brief basic?
So these kids were going to their grandpa and their uncle, which is doing superstition stuff. So
okay,
mind that. He's like, so like when the corn is bad, he's like, no, bad luck, corn bad. So he does superstition stuff. For example, he's the person who is responsible for the scarecrow that walks at midnight.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Creepy. You know, that that character impression you just gave reminds me of Stephen King in Creepshow. Remember when he's growing like a plant, the fungus or the vegetation is taking over everywhere.
This is R.L. Stine, not Stephen King.
I know, but I feel
don't
like...
know what you're talking.
Oh damn, he's stunning you! Look,
are you kidding me?
What a
joke. Wow! Okay, all right, go ahead. Well, tell us more about the book.
He's the director and the producer.
Dude, okay. I'll tell you a different story because I don't want to do spoilers. The Abominable Snowman of Pasadena. So it's, again, two kids, a brother and sister. They go on a trip to a snowy place. Looks like Antarctica, they don't really say. But they find a Abominable Snowman. Because, well, a person took their food and the kids were trying to find him. But instead they found a bottomless snowman. Oh, hi there.
You remember that?
Wait, that was Stephen King?
That's Stephen King, bro.
King of Stevens.
Oh, I did not know that.
Man, you did. You just forgot it. Sorry.
No wonder he looks like that. Because he was doing weird faces. Because
he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Stephen King, your face is funny. I don't like it. He's a weirdo. You got a funny face, Stephen King.
Not to be mean, Stephen King, if you're watching this, but you are a weirdo because
I think Stephen King would be proud.
I think Stephen King would check in and be like, wow, this is amazing. Max Quarters is quoting and looking into my stuff.
Oh, Max knows a bunch of Stephen King stuff. Yeah.
Dude, I know lots of Stephen King stuff.
But we could do that another day.
That's a whole different thing.
Anyway, that everything for the book of the day?
Yep.
So the book of the day is R.L. Stine. Hold up. The book of the day was R.L. Stine's. Can you hold it up for us?
Shout out to R.L. Stine for all the books I read.
Can we see the book again?
Oh,
sir? Yeah. Can we actually see it? All right.
This is the book.
There we go. Goosebumps, Three Ghouls, Tim. You gotta stop waving it, bro. You gotta stop waving it. There we go. Ghoulish Tales. All right. Oh, and there's our record of the week.
Brubeck, the best.
Now, we have an extensive Dave Brubeck Quartet record collection. We have about 8 records of the quartet, including live performances in Japan and elsewhere. So this one is called...
I like the first one because it's...
You like the first one what?
The first track on that song?
The high-pitched sounds on the first song.
What's the name of the first song on that record?
Well,
sir,
there are many songs on the first one.
No, what's the name of the first song on the record?
Theme from Mr. Broadway. It's the theme from Mr. Broadway.
That's right.
I do not know that.
Yeah, the theme from Mr. Broadway, which is actually sounds a little reminiscent of Take 5.
Yeah, I like that part.
So he enjoys that. And Mom's favorite song on there
is
what is it called? Afternoon in Washington Square? Something like
Autumn.
That?
Autumn in Washington Square.
There's no afternoon. Oh, Autumn in Washington
Square. Both beneath the star.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Square. Bad
Not
dad
a day,
messed it up.
It's a
yes.
Season.
Okay, got it. Which is a nice one as well. Yeah,
put them up in the chats and all the chats. We're gonna let these fly.
Yeah. Now tell us a little about, you know, why you like that record or why you like jazz in general. Because it seems like
Max loving jazz is amazing.
He does.
I just like piano.
Okay.
And there's lots of piano and jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I do some of my own songs on the piano.
That's right, he does. I
really like to do the harpsichord on the keyboard.
Excellent. Yeah, Max has a serious Yamaha keyboard, the YPG-535.
My favorite one is the organ, the light piano, and the harpsichord.
What about the machine gun?
It's a bit too loud for jazz.
Yamaha, what is it? Yamaha what?
It's Yamaha. YPG-535. Yes, sir. I mean, it's real deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, Max gets down. He likes to play Happy Birthday with the organ.
Nice. You could play Happy Birthday.
Yeah, and also I like to just play one key all the way to 100. That sounds very cool.
He'll hit one key while he's changing the sounds.
Yeah,
he'll go through 100 sounds while he's tapping.
No, 100 instruments. 100 instruments.
That's what I meant. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just press plus and one key at the same time.
You're on something new. You're really going to change the world, I think, with this.
Since you want to listen.
Track said he needs you to work with him and make some music.
Yeah, you got to make a beat.
You got to get on that. You got to get your publishing game tight right now. Don't let him get away with free stuff. Remember, get your publishing tight.
Yeah. Get your publishing tight. Meaning, when you make your music, you make sure that you own your music.
That's right.
And that it's not just someone else making all the money off of your creation.
Shout out to Mr. Fubs. He sent a link in the comments.
That's right.
HTTPS. Yamaha.com/blah blah blah blah. Yeah.
Giving away his secrets. Don't worry about it.
He's like, cop that, bro. Cop that.
Soon all coming to Spotify, Max Quarters.
Yeah, Max Quarters, we got you for 5 more minutes. That went so fast today.
What's the name of your first album when you come out with it? I want
to
know.
Oh, yeah.
To the Max. Just go for it. Just go for
Max.
To the Max.
It's just going to be called Max, huh?
I'll buy the limited edition vinyl.
You know, it's funny you say that because actually many big artists' first album was self-titled, meaning it was just named after themselves.
Mm. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yep. Ready for it? I believe in you.
Or sometimes they have one song that they know is going to be like the big song on the album.
The single.
And they name the album after that. And so that becomes known as the title track.
Title track.
Yeah, because then the whole record is named after that one track.
Yep.
Track is running his brain. So am I. I'm like, who is like that? And I was like, wait, who is it? I know we've done this before. Let's think about.
Dad is trying not to laugh so hard. His
God, Fubs,
so
you're making me sweat with that outfit right now. Holy
dude,
cow.
I mean, seriously, his head is red.
His head is red.
It's got
like
no sleeves
right now from Friday.
It hoits.
It hoits me.
I
so Max, let's show off some art of the week here.
This guy by myself.
Can you tilt him towards the camera so we could see his face better? No. Just tilt him.
Mr. Bill.
No, tilt him. Like go like this. So we can see. There you go.
See access.
Oh man, that's the animation in your life.
And this is the bad.
Oh no.
Maybe now he reproduced. He became two people.
I think we did.
Maybe his head is gone.
He's a headless.
No, he's just a head. There have been many talking heads before.
True.
True that.
Don't forget Futurama.
I made this for hours.
You'll fix it. It'll be better the next time.
This reminds me of, I think, one of those animations on Rudolph.
Oh, no, his arm. I got him.
Yeah. Yeah, Track is saying that you should do some claymation stop motion.
Or maybe I should just let it dry for the next few months.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could dip it in gold.
Oh.
You said we were going to paint it, not dip it in gold.
Oh, we could.
Okay.
And what's the point of making his head red?
Well, you can dip it in gold paint.
What's the point of making his head red?
Well, we can just hold his head and dip his body.
You can take his head off.
Or just take his head off and make it into something else. Same thing.
That's right. Will you make it into a cornucopia to put fruit in?
I am just going to paint his body. We'll rip off his head.
Yes.
And then we'll put the head back, okay?
Facts. You
put it in a small jar.
Facts, baby. That's facts.
So we're going to rip his head off. I think you're ready for your own show.
Max is warming up. Get ready, world.
Max is definitely ready for his own show.
We need to, you know, cast the characters for it, though.
Hey, Max.
What?
What time is it?
It's been 26 minutes, but it's 1:39.
Oh, it's been 12. Oh, we did start a few minutes late. Okay, so we got you for about 3-4 more minutes. Is there anything else on your mind? Like, did you watch anything good this week?
I got new stickers.
Oh, yo. Show off your new stickers. Look at that.
Let me get
Just pull out one. Yeah. Look at
It even has the cupboard in the middle.
Wait, back up. It's too close to the camera.
I was just showing the cupboard spot.
There we go. Look.
You. Slappy, dude. Cupboard. I like that.
Cupboard.
Can you save me one of those?
Yeah, absolutely. That is an official record bombing piece that was custom made for Max into stickers. Yeah. And in the middle, you know, since obviously the stickers weren't going to have a hole in them, we took the photo of the record on a cutting board, right? On a rubber mat, self-healing cutting board.
Yep.
Yeah, those are dope, kid.
Can I not be in the middle of the... Thank you.
The dope.
Oh, and
dope,
can
son.
My name be Mr. Quarters, please?
maybe next week. Patiently. You're going to have to put your request in earlier than right before the show, like track.
My name is Mr. Quarters anyways.
There it is.
Mr. Quarters.
Oh.
Bond.
Like Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
Quarters. I was thinking more like Matrix, like the agent. Mr.
What about Mr. Pink?
Mr. What?
Like Dogs. Oh, yeah. He's not up on Reservoir Dogs yet. Too soon.
Way too soon.
Too soon. Oh, that's like Max was. We watched Catch Me If You Can last night.
Right?
With Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks.
Which, you know, they've turned gone.
And he was looking at other movies that Leonardo is in. And he's like, "What's Wolf of Wall Street? Can I watch that?" And we're like, "No,
no."
And he was like, "Why?" We're like, "Let's see. Bad words, sex, drugs,
and all the things adults do." As far
it's
as
wild,
bad
it's a wild movie.
Concerned.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, my friend, we are about 29 minutes past the hour. Do you have any final thoughts?
No.
Okay.
Well, Max Quarters.
This is what I look every day, not just in lockdown.
Upside down face.
Upside down.
Right side up face.
Well, a nice face.
Side to side face. He has the proper duh on his face right now to me. Duh.
More Garbage Podcast, Sunday Crunch.
My name is Max.
Son.
Oh, Mr. Nichols.
I loved all this stuff. Mr. Nichols.
Mr. Nichols.
Maybe that's what Claymation dude. Maybe that's
But Mr. Nichols is Track.
All right, hold up.
Duh.
Back to Max.
Hold up, 31.
I never thought of that. You guys are Mr. Nichols and Mr. Quarters.
Oh, Mr. Dimes.
Oh, you guys definitely have a project in the future. Yeah. There's
and Nichols.
The Change Drawing Gang. Yeah, something.
Also, I have no more headphones anymore. See? No more headphones. This is what I'll look like for the next year of the podcast.
Congratulations, Max Quarters, on your new headphones.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Oh, that's the best.
There Do I goes. Hear the patter of little footsteps?
You hear something.
See, he's timing it off. He thinks he's smart. Bing, 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 bing.
Lord.
That's great. This is so good. I know. That's just... I love that he's got a Yamaha like Gene in Bob's Burgers.
Yo, his Yamaha is serious. Wait,
I looked at it. I put the link up, dude. It's crazy.
Throw it up on the screen, son.
I can't click it.
I'll put it in the back end. Hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, share your screen and I'll throw it up. But yeah, it's a nice Yamaha. Basically, at some point, my mom had a roommate that was a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, like, it was really weird. He was moving out, but he really didn't have, like, anywhere to take his stuff to or something. So he just left, like, skis and a keyboard, like just these random large objects, and was like, yeah, you can keep them.
For some reason, there's no picture.
So weird.
There's no picture of it?
Not on the Yamaha site.
Must be highly sought after.
No, you just type Yamaha YPG 535 in Google.
I'm just in their back end, in their specs back end, that's all.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Hey, that
looks like Stephen King.
Yeah. Yamaha.
Yeah, I got your images right here.
YPG 535, right? Is that what we said? That's it. That's the joint. Look at this thing.
It's the joint.
The thing is serious.
That's a pro joint, man.
It's serious, yeah.
Oh man, Max is gonna be keying up.
I mean, he's seven. He's gonna be like plugged in the game heavy.
Yeah, I mean, he's already like, yeah, okay, look, wait, I like to do this thing where I take this and I move this and I put this there. And he doesn't actually have like the technical terms yet, but he knows how to do things that I don't know how to do because I'm not messing with
his intuition is crazy.
He's like, no, but when you do this, if this
imagine
on,
if you could keep that child intuition like for real into adulthood, Jesus, be like geniuses. But no,
that's why younger DJs are kind of like better. They don't overthink it,
and they're like, they're with their equipment differently. You know, you're not learning your equipment. You're like learning.
They're like, is there a concept here? Or wait. But this track is made by the same producer that worked with that guy. And that's weird, mixing the same producer stuff together. No, young kids are like, this is dope. This sounds good.
Can you sample on that? The Yamahas have sample ability?
I think it must have some level. But it's not really what it's all about. He does want a drum machine, and we researched some drum machines. He pretty much wants an Akai MPC one, which is, of course, like $1,000, so that's not happening. But they have a scaled-down version that's like $200, and we'll see how back to school goes, and maybe birthday or Christmas time, something crazy could happen. Because I'm all about nurturing interests.
Oh, so maybe a teacher to come through to show them how to really play, you say? A tutor?
I was thinking more like getting him a drum machine. Because he has some drum machine apps on the iPad. And that's what was recommended to me by a couple of producers for young kids starting out. They're like, dude, don't spend hundreds of dollars. Buy like an app for $10. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, all right. So he's wrapping his head around what the drum machine actually does, the layers that you could set up. You make a loop and then you bring other loops, you know, and you build up. So he's wrapping his head around that. As far as like actual piano lessons, keyboards lessons, you know, like, sure. Yeah. I'd love to get him into all kinds of lessons, but it's just a weird time right now to have like someone come to your home that
virtual. You're not
fully familiar with. Yeah. Anyway, Steven next door is great. Is great on a keyboard.
He's also got a composition degree, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like a master's in musical composition.
He's a genius.
From like, you know, some fancy pants school. Mm-hmm. He wrote his first opera when he was like, I don't even know, 11 or something. I'm serious. He's a banana.
He's the writer, he's the best.
Fucking banana brain back there.
Ooh, Marty.
Marty. So, my friends, have you seen this Wu-Tang event in New York City where De Blasio and Chuck Schumer came out?
I saw bits of it. Yo. I didn't see all of it.
But yo, wait a second. I saw.
I haven't felt this embarrassed for anybody.
I saw a picture with. Oh man, I'm just.
I'm about to say, I heard that De Blasio put on Slick's chains at the event.
Yeah. I saw the picture and I just had to go away. I want to move to Vermont.
Oh, guys, God.
It was so embarrassing. First of all, Chuck Schumer came out and they were calling him Killer Chuck. and he kicked a rhyme.
Stop.
Do you have a video of this?
I have it like third person. I saw it on Desus and Mero. But let me, you guys talk for a minute. Let me try to pull it up.
Stop. Chuck Schumer might be one of the more beloved representatives of New York City, and he's loved also by, like, you know, the heads we like. Some of the heads, you know, and
let's be real. Like, yeah, we know that being all politicians suck, and being a politician. Right. Sucks, and there's no way everybody can make you happy, but you know, that's just disgusting, though. That's pandering. It's pandering,
it's high end pandering, and I think
that's low end pandering.
Hey, listen, how would we feel though if AOC was there to do that same ordeal?
It doesn't matter, it's the same to me,
right?
It's all the same, it's all pandering. It doesn't matter, those are your constituents, you're trying to get their attention, you're trying to get shit done, you're trying. Doesn't matter. You're a politician.
It could be some get with the times idea, because I don't think it's happened.
That's what pandering is. It's full pandering. Here's the deal. Once you have eyes on you, it doesn't matter who you are as a politician. Mm-hmm. Everything you do, especially I had this conversation today, especially with Congress people, because their term is so short. They're never not campaigning, right?
Right.
So they're never really focused on change. So everything is pandering.
Oh, God. And none of these guys, I don't even want to get into all that, but none of these guys.
Ad, double ad.
I don't know. Like I said, Chuck has been ground floor a bit. You know what I mean?
And but everybody's like, it's all bullshit. It's fake fame. They're famous. This is pandering fame bullshit.
I would be happier with Chuck just wearing a Wu-Tang shirt and bouncing, even if it was like a rugby Wu-Tang shirt. What are
you talking about? This is all pandering. This is just, this is pandering in this, like, definite.
I know, they're not playing that shit at home. I know, but I'm just saying, something more respectable than anything too much than trying to rap or wear chains or whatever else they would do.
Look at these guys.
I bet you they threw up dubs on this joint.
God. This is like, that's a meme. That's a real life meme right there. Boom. What the fuck is going on?
Look at these guys. Like, I'm out. Bro.
He's like, I'm leaving. I'm leaving this city to Eric Adams. He can fix it. He's going to bring back Stop and Frisk.
That's
the worst thing I've ever seen.
You know,
I'm so upset by
it. They're probably still more liked than Eric Adams, but that's
the truth is this. Of course they are, but because Eric Adams is a dick. But like, here's the thing: if we were like 20, we'd be like, "Yo, that's what's up." You know what I mean? Like,
oh, look at the
you'd be still, at these dudes. Like, that's what's up. That's what, you know what I mean? Like, you know, now we're like, "Oh, you guys are fucking idiots." Like, you guys are the worst. But you know, this is what it is. This is what a politician does. They pander. It's their job. to get people to be excited by them on some level to connect
and
with them.
Somehow they're going to save your community and help your constituents. And
well, listen, like De Blasio's gone. He's ghost, so he's out. So he's lame duck. He doesn't
give a fuck. He's back to Wu-Tang Land.
He's back to like, bye-bye, you're not going to hear from him again, Len. Please don't mention me in the future. Thanks. Sorry, I fucked up, you know? And, you know, Schumer's just, he's getting old. He's just trying to connect. At least he wasn't wearing like he just showed up.
He was him and Pelosi and him, man. They want to stay and fight the good fight, man. They're not the next generation of Democratic representatives will be progressive ish. So they'll be coming in with stronger agendas that are really, really left.
Look at Pelosi's stock holdings, bro. Like, I'm not saying she's bad, but
right,
she's not like you know, wolf in sheep's clothing, same, different kind of thing. All politicians are very similar.
They all bet on some.
She is far better than the bullshit on the other side, no doubt. I'm just saying, we, you know, generationally, we're in an interesting switch.
Spots. Yeah, I agree. You know, perks with the job overall, but some of these guys really took advantage of them perks is the best way to say it. You know, lobbyists and all kinds of other stuff in their careers for whatever's quiet agenda or reason, you know. But overall, as much as I want to say it's hip hop, and it probably is to a generation who may not, you know, this was over the top, man. You know, it was over the top. And maybe that's what it was. It was a commercial game. The city paid for everything, the stage, everything, the lights was perfect, you know what I mean? And so many people came out, young, old, white, black, whatever you were. Maybe it was the right space for it. Who knows? I don't know.
I liked it. Last night's got shut down by lightning. That was like, don't get too excited. We're going to end this real quick.
That was yesterday, right?
Yeah. Last night. They were like, yo, this is fun, right? You guys are coming back? No. Go back home.
No, this ain't happening, bruh. It just came down harder and harder. I remember getting into arguments about the tropical storm going to my father's party. Like, dude, it's going to rain. No, it's not. Look at my radar. The radar had like some skinny looking cloud.
Where was the party?
It was in Brooklyn, up in Brownsville. But
oh boy.
Yeah, you know. Nah, we was keeping
there's rain, but there's no flooding out there.
There was no flooding out there. North Brooklyn, thank God. You know,
there's nothing out there.
Yeah, but overall, like, you know, man, I get it. I guess we're trying to grand open New York and grand open things to some sort of normal.
They gotta get the economy going. We're in it. The politicians are in a weird mix of, we've been talking about this internally here, like keeping everybody safe and keep the economy going. And like, you know, like this balance of we got to do everything.
Oh, all right. I think I finally found what I was looking for.
Well, we got Surge Face. You guys got Surge
Face? Yeah, you got no video. You got no video, Surge.
Surge face is going down. Surge face.
Nah. What happened?
You got nothing. You got no video.
Yeah. No video.
I'm
going to bring it back. Oh, let's no.
See what the live stream looks like real quick.
All right. Let me bring up.
Track and I are still live.
We're good. We're good. Ready?
All right. Go ahead. What are these guys talking about?
You're going to love it.
You're going to love my nuts.
Yeah, apparently my Wi-Fi is totally screwed. So.
Oh, Surge is in that third world Greenpoint with that. All the people that have moved in have taken up the bandwidth.
That storm.
I don't know what is happening.
Right? Yeah, that storm.
There it is.
I think that might have been it right there.
Oh, Jotaro.
Bigger theater, let's go.
Wait.
Come on, Chuck.
There we go.
Series of free hip hop concerts.
Here we go.
Wu-Tang Clan.
You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
At this show.
Can we do a pickup? Because you said hip hop and not hip hop. Real hip hop.
Wu-Tang is for the boomers.
Exactly. Out there with that whole like, woo, did they say woo?
Oh. Tell him my name. Killer Chuck in the building.
Chuck Schumer just looking like the worst basketball teacher.
Lord have mercy. Oh man, they got it. They got it in fast, huh?
They have to.
Dude, wait till you see this. Oh my god, I can't. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's
they're
happening.
They're trying to shut us down.
Yeah, they say you guys get it.
It's the man trying to hold us down.
You guys are having way too much fun on a Sunday storm.
I got to take it off. I don't know. I can barely see myself. You guys keep it popping for a minute. I'm going to restart. Go ahead.
We got it,
restart,
man.
He's got it up. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about Chuck Schumer and his silly ass.
So let's, what would, all right, so Wu-Tang names for representatives. Killer Listen. Chuck. What are we calling de Blasio? Listen, so
at the end of the day, these dudes all are just happy to be on stage. That's going to be good for everybody. They're all making money on some level. You know what I mean? Like Wu-Tang got paid by the city well. Let's be very real. They weren't like, we'll do it for free. Nobody was doing it for free.
Right.
That money was, we all paid for that.
That money was there and it came fast and that was that. And that's what the city wanted. And honestly, the city doesn't want to put together a half-assed show. So that budget got put.
The city just paid for all that. It's exciting for them. Like, everybody got paid. Everybody's up there having a good time getting paid. Like, that's that. Like, everybody's excited because they're back out fucking in a, you know. But do I think it's silly? I think it's a little crazy. Killer Chuck. And that's funny. That's funny in itself that his name is Killer Chuck.
And then Blase or some shit.
Is that what they called him? No way.
I don't know if they called him. I'm just making.
Did they call them all names or just Crazy Chuck Schumer in his
Crazy Chuck? And they should have called him Crazy Chuck a little bit. Chuck, you're getting it in on the political tip.
I mean,
who was the one that called him Killer Chuck? Is my question. Was that RZA?
I have no idea who was in that video.
Dudes came out of nowhere with the Killer Chuck.
That's a good question, though. I mean, like, I didn't really see the full video prior to that, so I'm not sure. But
go watch Jesus and Meryl.
But like, this is New York. You know, that's the real shit. Like, we made contemporary culture and hip hop what it was in a certain era, and here it is. You know,
and we make fun of people sometimes, and we turn them into hip hop people for a little bit.
Well, more than anything, like that, they said that Wu-Tang's for the boomers, and hilariously, that's like for us and a little older Gen X. And what it comes down to is like, it's a timepiece for us. Like, we haven't really done. I was listening to a podcast the other night about Locks and Dipset, and the concept of King of New York used to mean something, you know, 25 years ago here. And it doesn't mean anything anymore because there really isn't anybody that's having that slot. And so when you see something like this, it's like, yeah, it's for our generation. And, you know, it's a bigger thing because everybody knows who Wu-Tang is at this point. It's like household name. And so they can talk about it. And it's like, ooh, it's like cultural. It's something different. And so it's just about, it's just hype. It's just, there's nothing more in New York than Wu-Tang Clan. You know,
do you remember when they had those hip hop festivals in Brooklyn, many over by, I guess, sort of by the water area? You know what I'm talking about?
Like Brooklyn Hip Hop Fest? Called.
It was just like a yearly hip hop thing. They
Brooklyn Hip Hop Fest.
Brooklyn
Under the Bridge.
Festival. Right, yeah, under the bridge. Yeah. Right. And I remember the borough president, whose name I can't remember, he came through and caught people off guard with some like poetic rhyme ordeal. And people were like wowed by it. And I was like, oh, all right, these guys know what they're doing here, man.
That's it. It's like, listen, this is the. But we live in a hip hop generation. We have to keep that in mind. Like we're all very like plugged in still.
Yeah.
But
high end.
That doesn't mean that there's not a gang of most everybody at this point. Think about it. That's in the working force, even at C level positions. Okay. That are like heads of Fortune 500 companies. Fucking listen to Wu-Tang Clan.
Fucking listen.
Grew up listening to Wu-Tang
Clan. Every morning.
There he is.
Every morning. There he goes.
So like we have to
switch
remember
computers.
It happens. Like it's a hip hop generation, straight up.
I was thinking about DMX album too, and how so many people know DMX album off top, everything, you know, front to back. And I was like, yeah, you know, just on the way back home last night, just because we were playing like It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, and literally, you know, you could have how many conversations you had just about that album that still lasts to this day from all kinds of people. People who
think about it,
rough, you know, just get it in.
Somebody 50 years old right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, running companies at the highest level, owning companies at the highest level. That person came of age when Wu-Tang Clan came out. They were in their 20s, let's say.
Yep.
Right? Anybody even a little younger still could be in that range of like high-level positions in many places, owning their all this shit. Was in high school when it came out. This is like what sculpted people, sculpted all, you know what I mean? Like, but like, so it's very sensible now that this is broken through in a big, like hip hop is that big right now.
It is
in
that general. Big.
And the stuff that we grew up in is so big. It's like, you know, Snoop Dogg and Martha have big candle letters talking about weed and shit. Like what kind of fucking wild time do we live in?
Talking all kinds of wild stuff, throwing up dubs and all that. Like, yo, we here. And it's I guess it's provocative to in a commercial crowd. It's like, oh, these, you know, it's that little bit of, look, I'm down too, which is something that's been always been a play with hip hop since the beginning of time. Whenever somebody outside of the culture came in and was like, you know,
let but me in do 10 that. Years, there'll be nobody outside the culture.
Woo! I didn't even in think 10... about that.
In 10 years, the people running the entire world will have grown up with that in their culture.
Jesus, that's deep.
It's just time. Deep. You know, when we were kids, it was burgeoning. It was things. It was making itself. And like, you know, we came of age in a certain 25 years ago. It was like, you know, it was still making itself. When the money linked onto it, it changed, and now we're at a spot where people understand its importance,
right,
with reverence, and also like the marketing money and how to put the two together without, well, because the other people know what they're worth now, also
without looking compromised, and
well, they know what they're worth,
compromised, right? Yeah, and you know, let's say kudos to the long run of hip hop, and the fact that it, as much as it get blasted, is as much as it's glorified and heralded. For you know, when you know, I guess in the end, wherever the kids go, that's pretty much where the politicians go too. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got to put
youth,
that factor.
The youth is the number one commodity.
Yep. Yep.
There it Absolutely. Is. Let's, oh, let's, back let's to end with this,
Mr. Schumer.
Yo, is my name. Now I don't have hip hop fame.
Yo, your man got bop.
Recognition to you. Wu-Tang Clan and
hip-hop. Yeah. Boom! Boom!
Oh! What is happening?
You seem like the uncle at the wedding you don't want to dance with. You're like,
Oh, it's Uncle Chuck.
This is too much, bro. I mean,
yeah, he touches a lot. Yeah.
You know what? The person recording this probably thought they were at Chuck Schumer's cousin's bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Also, this Disney Plus reboot of Save the Last Dance sucks. Why do
oh,
I know
came my out God.
Yo, yeah, look at this guy.
Mask, right? He was like, oh,
look at came is. Out yo, with the hood.
Like, yo, everyone throw your D's in the sky, yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo, representing D+. I find myself D+, this yo. Evening in Shaolin.
Oh my God!
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you believe this? Yeah.
How bad and was New York ridiculous. Down that made him air?
This is the place to be in New York City tonight.
Oh, that's good.
Chuck Schumer's his hype man. Like that's right.
That's right.
Yay! We got lox and bagels in the back, everybody.
Oh my God!
They cut out the part of the see. Video where Chuck Schumer quoted the baby.
Hey, who threw that goddamn rock port?
Oh, 100 guns, 100 clans, cause I'm from New York. But yeah. Like, New York is back. I'm outside.
Yeah. I'm outside.
Basically, what we're saying is we need a De Blasio oh versus Chuck God. Schumer
versus. Let's go.
Right. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'll see Chuck Schumer come out in the heavy Avirex. Like, yo.
Yo. Yo, that was getting it in.
Yo. Yo. That is
I'm
wild.
Sorry. Those are the number one kings of late night.
Yeah, right. There's no doubts.
Oh man.
Oh my God. Yo, they were killing me last night when I was watching that. I was cracking up because I was just so cringe level embarrassed for these guys. You know,
it highlights. That's the first time I've seen it, and I felt the same way just now.
Those guys are. Just shows.
I don't know if you heard all the stuff we just spoke on when you were restarting, but like, I don't think they're out of touch. I think the age gap is so right. The age is happening
like, of course.
That's how you talk to your constituents.
Listen, but
they're the biggest voting public coming.
Whoever told Chuck to kick a rhyme and wrote that. That was a fail.
The fact that they killed him, Killer Chuck, is amazing. Yeah.
That was great.
Right.
But then they started comparing. They're like, I'm presenting a bill that I got passed. And he had it printed. It was like this big. And then the other one's like, well, I brought my bill and it's bigger. And he had a poster-sized bill. And
do you think they were like campaign managers going, what the fuck are we going to do with this?
Oh, God.
Can somebody get all those tapes in the front?
But we're talking about it.
Yeah. You know, so the small pro to for them is the fact that at an event like that,
they got us.
It's sons and fathers, mothers and daughters, parents with their sons, and they're all at the space, and there's a little bit of instillment that happens within, you know, said situation. Oh, look, our representative is on stage. The senator is here. You know, the mayor's here.
Yeah, making a fool of themselves.
So funny. they did it. And, you know, quietly, they kind of win people over with that kind of ordeal.
Well, listen, we're not going to be seeing much of de Blasio.
So no, we're not going to need him on matter. Door or nothing like that, right?
Yo, de Blasio actually ran for president.
Oop. Showtime, okay. Shut us.
That's how removed from reality. On where? Facebook?
Yeah.
Probably Facebook.
You guys. Ah, y'all.
Fuck you, Showtime. Bitch ass Showtime.
It's ridiculous. Showtime. We'll contest that because we talked over that whole thing.
Yep.
Played like a few seconds here and
there. Damn, that algorithm is a real deal, bro. That shit picks it up.
Dude, we get it all the time. We get it all the time. I wonder how people survive with like the bigger channels.
There is some sort of ordeal they probably have in tow. They're probably part of some parent company that allows them to not be.
No. I'm talking about YouTube people. YouTube channels. They don't have a parent company.
Well, YouTube just allows you some
creators.
Well, you know, like for me, putting up my own record, sometimes I get flagged. But they don't count it as a strike towards you. You're allowed to sort of put up the monetization, just goes to the distributor in that kind of ordeal, which kind of goes to you.
They put an ad on your shit if they don't find it offensive.
Right.
Right. Which, okay, that was fine for a while. Like when I'd make videos of me drawing and I'd put something in the background, they were like, hey, you used some copywritten shit, but. It's okay. We're just going to slap an ad on it. And I was like, all right, I don't give a fuck. Like,
that's it.
I don't have a million views on this video anyway. Right. Do I care? You know?
Right. And if you did, they come back. They'll come back again real fast. Let's slap another ad. Let's give you this much for it or whatever it is.
You know, the camera on this laptop is actually decent. I thought it would be worse. Let me put myself full screen for just a moment.
There he is, guys, in the flesh.
Meh. Yeah, it's not great, but it's all right. In a Sunday crunch, it's doable. Begs the question, it's 5 minutes and 38 seconds. How much time do we have left? Like 30 seconds to go, bro. More Garbage Podcast. Sunday Crunch, track Fubzilla.
Mr. Dimes.
Vandal.
Mr. Dimes.
Paul Host.
Mr. Dimes.
Mr. Quark. Quarters.
Mr. Nichols, Mr. Dimes, Mr. Quarters.
Mr. Nichols, Mr. Dimes, Mr. Quarters, and Vandal. We're signing off. Hot Take Tuesday is going to be probably anchored by Fubzilla and Joe this week, as I will not be able to attend. Hopefully, track. Maybe you can jump
coming
in there
through.
Too.
I'm going to try to make it for all of them
so
this week.
I'll still run the back end, but I won't be on screen. But we could talk about that later. Yo, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. More Garbage Podcast. Hit the like button if you watch this video and enjoy your Sunday, y'all. Stay dry out there if you can, because you're going to need a vodka because it's bitterly cold. All right. Peace.
his.
Team